2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
Live team coverage.
The June Heat Wave.
Day 6 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's mostly cloudy, 99 degrees. KSL's top story, fires are getting worse across the West, and Senator Mitt Romney wants a national strategy to fight them, and fast. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
The state may own one stretch of land, BLM another, and the Forestry Service another, and they all seem to have different policies on responding to wildfires.
We've got to put together a comprehensive strategy and knock down the regulations that are keeping us from actually doing a better job.
Senator Mitt Romney says the commission would study what the best policies are, where firefighting aircraft should be placed, and what to do with dead timber that he says is just laying around ready to burn.
That has to happen. It hasn't happened in the past, and as a result of that, we're more vulnerable today.
He hopes to attach his bill to the infrastructure bill being discussed in Washington. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Developing news now on KSL News Radio. A fire burning in southwestern Utah is moving quickly. The Iron County Sheriff's Office says the Flat Fire has now burned 5,000 acres in Enterprise so far. They've lost a structure. This fire just sparked this afternoon, already 5,000 acres. Evacuation orders are still in place. Crews believe this fire, the Flat Fire, was started by lightning. Another fire risk, fireworks. Some cities are looking at banning them, but others say they can't because Utah law doesn't allow them to. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer has more.
The governor says he can't issue a statewide ban on fireworks, and though some cities have already said no, Utah law makes it weird for them to try and ban the fireworks. City councils can make the decision within their city limits, but only in certain areas, like those covered by dry grass or within 200 feet of a trail or waterway. The state fire marshal has the power to make fireworks illegal in unincorporated areas and has done that.
The only body that can ban fireworks statewide is the state legislature. Holiday City is one of those cities banning fireworks, a unanimous city council vote last night. Private fireworks are not allowed within the city limits. The ban lasts through mid-October. Millions of people were driven from their homes despite the COVID crisis. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the UN High Commission on Refugees reporting 82.4 million people from around the world have been driven from their homes by violence and human rights violations. Commissioner Filippo Grandi says that's a 4% increase over the record high of 79.5 million that was set in 2019.
These movements will continue until we address the root causes. We have not only a moral duty, but a practical necessity to manage this in a good way.
Gandhi also criticizing the rhetoric, demonizing refugees and migrants, and policies that call for closing borders and building walls. The World Health Organization warns that the COVID-19 pandemic is turning into a two-track crisis, with poorer countries seeing a spike in deaths and infections, while richer nations are slow to donate vaccines.
Ineffective use of public health and social measures continue to give COVID-19 an opportunity to mutate, spread, and kill.
Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says an unequal distribution of vaccine is allowing the virus to take hold in countries where public health systems are already struggling. This week's monumental approval of Juneteenth as a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S. did not come without a long and dedicated fight. Miss Opal Lee, who many have called the grandmother of Juneteenth, was honored during yesterday's signing. The 94-year-old tells ABC News,
the time has come for us to work together to dispel the disparities we have, and disparities we do have.
Lee, a retired teacher, a lifelong activist, walked from her home in Fort Worth, Texas, to the nation's capital to call for this federal holiday. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County leaders celebrated Juneteenth today. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Appearances included in WCP Salt Lake Chapter President Jonetta Williams, Lex Scott, founder of Black Lives Matter Utah, and Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson reading a proclamation declaring June 19th or Juneteenth a holiday in Salt Lake County. Utah Black History Museum bus was parked for a time outside of the plaza for residents to view and tour.
The ceremony began with the singing of what's considered the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Heads up for traffic delays this weekend on I-15. UDOT is closing two lanes between 39th South and 33rd South on northbound I-15 starting tonight till Sunday evening for pavement repairs. So plan ahead. KSL News Time 6:05. As for the traffic right now, we have Ricky Meese watching closely. And where do we have problems?
We are starting to see a little bit of improvement, but we still have delays. If you're northbound I-15 in Davis County, they stretch from the Kaysville Ponds through Clearfield. Southbound I-15 in Utah County, Pioneer Crossing down to Linden. And we still have the cleanup of a crash at Constitution Boulevard. This is going to be about 3500 South and 2700 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, Victoria's Secret. They fired all the angels. Stay here. My minute of news is next.
I ain't got nobody.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.